Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and tonight I'm up at Saddleworth for my first chat with a new band, Shadow Palace. Now, when I say a new band, it's a newly created one out of two former bands that I've met all the lads before. Shadow Palace are a four-piece. Three were formerly in the Vela Setters, Harry, Dan and Danny. And we've got Ben, who was formerly in the Frakes. They've already played a couple of gigs, got recording time coming up. Loads more gigs coming up in the future as well, including the Revolution live show at Whittles on February the 13th. That's going to be great. Harry, three from the Vela Setters, one from the Frakes. So how did you kind of...
It was about November, and me and Ben were sat in the pub. And I said to Ben, why don't we start a band? So obviously after he'd got his head out of his kebab, he said to me, like, yeah, let's sort it tomorrow. So what we did was, we just got a group chat on Facebook going and, like, throwing names out and ideas and where to go with it. And eventually we come with the name Shadow Palace, which was Ben's idea. And then we just decided from there, like, right, we need photo shoot, we need to get a logo sorted, get gigs sorted, and it all just, we nearly got everything sorted, like the foundation of it all.
Yeah. So you clear, obviously I don't want to talk too much about, you know, the past and the Vela Setters and the Frakes, but did you, are those two bands kind of, Ben, the Frakes and the Vela Setters, have they sort of run the course, if you like, or...
Well, yeah, it's one of them. Like, we've all been mates, so like they come watch our gigs, we go watch their gigs, and we go out for a drink together.
It's not strange
to each other. Yeah,
but I think that the Frakes are definitely normal. But I think the Vela Setters are still doing the odd show, aren't they?
They'll just, there's no social media or anything going on anymore. It's just gigs, pub gigs, like locally. Yeah. So people still see the name on the blackboards and stuff.
Yeah, okay. So you've had a chance to obviously be together now since November, and I think you've already played a couple of gigs, haven't you, Dan?
We have.
Yeah.
We've got seven gigs or something.
Yeah, we have done loads. We started at the Clarence, didn't we?
Yeah.
Pre-March of the Mods.
Yeah.
The Swan. At Lee's Live Lounge.
Yeah, just to get the set together, weren't it? Play some pub gigs and...
It's mostly like... Vela Setters set list.
Yeah.
Just a bit of chemistry.
It was just a
gym.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, venues are the priority now, and cracking on with that. Yeah. So it was just to get playing together and find out what worked, what didn't, and what we could add to what we had before.
Ben, again, is there a good kind of chemistry? Have you been without how it's gone so far?
Yeah, well, it started off quite easy, obviously, because we all like the same sort of music. We like the same similar sort of band, so the set was pretty much... Like, we all knew the set pretty much at the start, but it's more about working on originals now.
Yeah.
Putting everything into perspective, so...
Yeah. Is there any kind of new sounds, or is it just sort of...
I think it's more... there's a few songs we've taken out of the set, and I think there's definitely more of a sort of Echo and the Bunnymen, Joy Division sort of thing, because Ben's guitar style is quite... like that reverby sound, and we're adding a lot more keys as well. Live we've not worked out what we're going to do with keys, but in the studio there's going to be a bit more of that going on.
Even
the name Shadow Palace, it's reference to a Joy Division song. So it's kind of different in that sense. It's not as bright, it's a bit more of a darker image, darker sound, but we'll
talk about your recording in a few minutes, because you're going recording sort of later this week. But we'll talk about gigs. You've got quite a few decent gigs coming up.
Yeah.
How many have you got, Danny?
He don't know. I'm not talking.
Right. Okay. But you've got kind of.
You've got the diary. Yeah.
We've got about three quarters.
I can't count.
I just wanted to ask you in particular about the Revolution Live, the Love Spreads one with Dave Sweetmore, Clint Boone, and obviously OK Broken and 5 Foot Fez. I mean, Ben, that's going to be a fantastic night, isn't it? I think it's a nail-sellout, isn't it?
Mick from Shopping Oldham Suits, he recommended us. We got the message through on Facebook, obviously, and we took it. We're going to go on the we're going to go on live on radio, talk about the gig, about the band, yeah. and that. It's going to play yeah. a couple of our tunes, and then play the gig about 2 weeks later. So
I think it's going to be quite an important gig for Oldham, because obviously there's not that many venues in the centre of Oldham, and it's
coming back, talks and bringing band back there. So hopefully, if this new wave of young bands, if you can call it that, hopefully might bring something back, or even attempt to do it anyway.
Yeah, and I think it'll sort of help you to play alongside OK Broken and Fire and Fez. I mean, two fantastic bands, aren't they?
It's like it is, you've got three great bands on the same bill on the same night, so
Clint Boone is like,
it's going to cause attention, isn't it?
So what else have you got on, lads?
Obviously, we've got the pub gigs in the background, but what we're focused, we've got a couple of in Manchester with other bands that we're doing. We played at Factory in Manchester. Like that's sort of, there's like about three other bands on, so we've got that. But really at the minute, we're just kind of looking at venues really, and where we're going to book out and stuff like that, and put our headline shows, and also support slots. We've been offered a couple, so as soon as we find out more about them, we'll let you know. And
okay, so just tell us about the, you say you might try and put on a headline show or two, or what in Manchester or closer to home?
Oh, in Manchester, but that's set sort of on Castle, but so seen about, got sent a few emails out and see if we can sort it. So hopefully we get that sorted and then get that done, and then obviously see what comes after that. We'll try and book a couple of bigger places.
Yeah, this first sort of year, we want to just make sure that everything's foundations in place. So by the end of this year, we want at least five tunes all out there, and make sure we've played a good two or three headline shows in Manchester, and then maybe next year we can Northwest, we'll just branch out more every year and just progress that way.
So recording then, by the time this goes out, it will have been done. Where are you going recording? So what are you recording as well?
We're going to Future Works in Salford.
Right. Is that Adam again? Adam Brifford?
No, Ryan Lavin.
Harry's
Ryan Lavin.
All right, okay.
Yeah. He's good, Ryan.
Good, so you're going down there. So what tracks are you doing?
Two tracks that, us three, we've been doing for ages now.
Yeah. A song called Guilty as Charged, which was the second song we ever played live in the Velocetta, so it's quite an old song, but it just sounds a lot better now. Sounds a lot better now, because I'm not sure... Ben's got his definitely took that song to a new level, like his guitar playing.
Brilliant.
And there's a song called Try, which we've not had for long.
Yeah.
And
one of the more.
We only played it once with the Velocettas because it's based around the riff, and it's quite heavy really. And
it's got that Put Out the Fire style to it.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you hoping to do with those two tracks then?
Going
to
give them out for free.
Yeah, yeah.
Not about trying to sell them at this age.
We're going to make sure that we use the opportunity to... we're going to use what there is in terms, because it's all going to streaming, so the Spotify and SoundCloud, YouTube. Mm-hmm. We don't want to sell it, because it's not going to cost us an absolute fortune to record, and at the end of the day... We're not going to make any money at this stage from that sort of thing, so we want to get it out to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
We're going to do it for free, give it away.
Yeah.
So what time frame are we talking for these kind of hitting the...
I'm hoping February, as soon as possible. We're not going to mess about with it.
Ben, with you being kind of on your own, if you like, away from the Velocettas, what are you kind of hoping for? You know, what you're helping for the band sort of remainder of the year and perhaps
To be fair, we've been mates for a while now, and it's been talked about, so I think it was always going to happen. We've always had that plan to sort of do something.
Yeah.
I think everything's, all the foundations are pretty much done now. We've done the gigs, we've got the chemistry, we've got everything booked out about three quarters of the year.
Yeah.
We've got the recording time, so everything's falling into place really nice. So things are going well at the moment as well. We've only been together a couple of months, so... Can't imagine what it'd be like at the end of the year if we graft.
Sure. Okay, thanks a lot, Shadow Palace.
Cheers.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.